We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we'll go around the room here. Hope you guys are good, by the way. All right, first, him and Abby risked it all for the show when they jumped out of a perfectly good airplane just a few weeks ago. Here he is, producer Eddie. What up, Eddie?
Guys, before I went to bed the other night, I was like, let me just watch a show on TV. And I go to Max, and there's a show called High Speed Chase. And it's almost like a regular TV show where they just have live, like, cop cams, and they show high speed chases. And the one I saw was this 18-wheeler that wouldn't stop.
So it's a real, it's not a documentary, obviously.
No, it's real life.
Footage.
Real life. And they take you through the process of the first 911 call all the way to if they ever stop the vehicle.
Dang, that sounds good.
Dude, it's really good. And I watched the whole thing. It was like an hour long. And then I fell asleep. Dude, I had nightmares. I thought I was in the 18-wheeler. It was crazy.
Oh, like, you were running from the cops, not chasing.
No.
You were the bad guy in your dream.
No, it was a hostage situation. And I was the hostage.
The first episode is called 18-Wheeler Terror. A man takes control of an 18-wheeler semi-truck and leads police on a deadly game of cat and mouse while holding his wife at knife point.
Oh, my.
And it's crazy because he is like ups and downs, right? He's like mad. And then he's like, look, man, I don't want to hurt anyone. He's like, I will kill all you.
How do we know what he's saying and thinking?
They have all the 911 calls.
He calls and talks to them while he's driving.
He's talking to the hostage. Operator.
Oh,
the whole time. And then they send a SWAT guy to yell at him like, hey, pull the truck over. He's like, whoever's yelling at me, tell them to stop yelling at me. They're pissing me off.
Oh, my.
I'm like, this is crazy.
How have I never heard of this show?
It's kind
of
cool.
It's so good, but don't watch it before you go to bed.
It's on Max.
Yeah.
And the whole show is called
High Speed Chase.
Is there somebody narrating it?
No. It's literally just edited as it's happening.
Dang. Okay. Little note there.
Damn, I got nightmares, though, so don't watch that.
He still plays in an adult soccer league during the week, and he tends to make our listeners angry when he speaks. Here is Lunchbox.
Well, guys, it's that time of year again where all these teachers are hitting you up for clear the list, clear the list. It's super annoying. So I am back, and I am ready to clear the list.
You're going to clear somebody's list?
No, I want people to clear my grocery list.
No, we can't have people clear your grocery list every year.
Yeah, I mean, if teachers can do it once a year, then I can do it once a year.
Teachers are actually getting things for the kids.
The kids, yeah.
You don't think these groceries are for my kids?
Great point.
Yeah, great point.
You
thank
us.
You. So, I need two.
No, we can't. No.
2 gallons
Scuba,
whole milk.
Scuba Steve, what are we going to do here?
Just turn his mic off and go to the next person, Amy. Because I feel like this is awful. Teachers really are having a hard time with getting supplies and affording their stuff because of the budgets and the way that we live. And you doing this, I know it's funny, but it's actually not right.
No. And do you understand? I get teachers hitting me up for beanbag chairs. I mean, that's really tough.
That's for the classrooms.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
But the schools have the funding that we had when we were growing up. It's
what
just
about
not there.
My cottage cheese?
Hey, did you have beanbag chairs in your classroom?
Yes, when we were for reading time, yeah.
What?
Yeah,
story
and at one
time.
Point, the school they paid for it. They don't pay for that stuff anymore.
I never had beanbag chairs in my school.
That sucks for you.
Exactly. So get over it. You don't get beanbag chairs. Sorry.
Why are you angry at the teachers? Our only point is, at any time, any of us could post our grocery list.
I need Cascade dishwasher
pods. No, we're not doing clear the grocery list.
Those pods are cool, though.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
We could play a game or something, and if you win the game, you can then do...
I need Bombas socks.
How do you get Bombas at the grocery
store?
That's not groceries.
That's a mixy mat.
It's not a mixy mat. That's not groceries.
I mean,
okay, no more lists.
Okay, chocolate covered almonds.
Oh, those are good though.
Yeah, exactly.
But not dark chocolate covered almonds.
Oh, no, dark chocolate's
milk
gross.
Milk chocolate, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd like some of those too. Get double.
Gallons of orange juice, heavy pulp.
Ew.
You like heavy pulp?
Yeah, heavy pulp.
I don't mind pulp. I hate
fresh
pulp and coconut water, but I don't heavy pulp. Like you're asking for the other pulp from the other oranges than yours. Seems weird. But okay. You can't post it yet, but I will give you an opportunity to post it.
Okay, two packs of baby carrots.
Can't do too much. All right,
hummus. Red pepper hummus, usually.
Thank you. This next person once said she'd get a tattoo of my face when we made a bet a few years ago, but she said, no, I was tricked. It's going to be a no. Here she is, Amy.
So I don't have to do my laundry at Ben's house anymore.
Your reverse husband.
Because for the past month and a half, he took the washer and dryer. It's just the way we divided everything up. And
he took both of them or one of them?
Oh, that would be savage if he took one.
If he just took, the washer.
And I hate saying it like he took. We made a decision to divide things.
So when he divided, but those left your house, their old home, mm-hmm. went to the new home.
And did you sit there and watch it leave?
Did you play sad music? Did you listen to sad music? Everybody hurts.
No, because I had a front loader for all these years, and so I was kind of glad. I was like, yeah, you take that, because I wanted to go back to a top loader.
But you had to spend money that you hadn't spent yet.
But I was going to have to spend money anyway. I mean,
no, not if you would have taken the washer and dryer.
The way you divide assets, though, everything has a monetary value, and it's assigned. So if I had kept the washer and dryer, he would have kept something else that would have been, and it has to be an even trade. So it didn't matter. The money was being divided or spent no matter what.
I feel like if you walked, and I haven't been in Amy's house since all the stuff left. I feel like half the rooms are empty and half are just full of all the stuff normally. Like, it's just weird. Or like there's a tape line down the middle and that's completely empty.
Yeah, or like, my God.
What was the weirdest thing that had to leave the house? That you didn't expect?
I expected it all because we did it. It was a process.
Microwave?
We worked together. We
He took the microwave?
No, my microwave is built into the...
Oh, thank goodness. Can't
forks.
Take that. No.
No, you said he took forks.
No, yeah.
He said spoons.
I said my children lose spoons, and listeners thought that I lost half my silverware.
Oh, who got the blender?
I have the Vitamix.
Furniture.
He has
You got the couch. You got a good couch.
He has the living
room
couch.
Dang it. That's a good couch. My favorite place to sit at Amy's house.
Yeah, no, I have no nothing. No, and I had a guest come.
You have any furniture in the living room?
Yes, no.
You have an empty living room?
No.
You're in college again?
Yes, that's what it's like. So I had friends this last weekend come. She has got two kids, and they come in. I don't even have a rug. I have a rug pad that goes under the rug. Listen.
Everybody hurts.
I'm trying to, not rush out. Whatever I get, I want to make good decisions, and my sister's trying to help me, and she's busy, and, I just want to pick out things that I can keep for a long time.
And then how do you watch TV in the living room? Lawn chairs?
Is there a TV in there?
Well.
Great question, Eddie. I don't know why I'm thinking there's a TV already. Amy, is there a TV in the living room?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's,
it's a black and white one she had to pull out of the closet?
My kitchen goes into my living room, you can see the TV, so we watch it from the kitchen, but not at the bar stools because those are gone.
No!
Man.
And then there's also, no kitchen table. But you can sit on the counter.
That's the couch now, the counter.
And
I forgot what yours was even about. I'm sorry. I just got so sidetracked with thinking about
it. Are you getting the top loader? Is that it?
So the thing is, this is my thing. I had never bought an adult appliance on my own. I don't know, just having a partner, it's good to bounce things out. Should we get the warranty? What should we do? Or is this the good one? Or what are the reviews? Or I would always be able to call my dad. Well, now I don't have any of that. So I was proud of myself. I went to Home Depot, made the decision myself. The nice old man working there helped me get the best deal, he said. And it's awesome. I've used it three times already, and it's so cool.
Good for you. You have a new friend.
Yeah.
The guy from Home Depot?
Well, the appliance.
The washer.
Okay. And the dryer.
Ray, hit me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's very polite, and don't question him because he's usually right. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. That might say this. I was given a hard time. Scuba Steve's trying to go on dates with all of us because his wife is out of town, and Is she back this week, Scuba, or no?
Next week.
Okay, so all this time, he's like, I have all this free time. I want to hang out and get to know you guys better, which really, he just has a bunch of free time. He's lonely. And we're like, fine, sure. But he's like, let's hang out. And then we're all like, but we have to, like, clear our schedules to do it, too. And it's I did, and it's been great. I took him to the Grand Ole Opry. I said, you ever been to the Opry? He said, no. I said, well, come with me. Let's go. We went. Yeah, there was a lot. It was a group date. There were a lot of people with me. My wife, one of my friends, you know. And it just like, so people are like, you didn't spend enough time with Scuba Steve. Well, we went on a second date.
Whoa.
We did a second date?
What?
There was a second date?
Yeah, the mirror.
That was a date?
Well, so I need help moving the mirror, and Scuba has a truck.
That's not a date.
Well, so, well, you used him. Hold on.
Dang, he got a call back, dude.
Yeah, second date. I met him up here, and he was nice enough to we got this heavy mirror, drove it to my house, unloaded it. But then we sat back in the studio for half an hour and just talked and caught up on life.
I don't know.
Yeah. Scuba, did it feel like a date?
It just felt like we were just kind of like hanging out. Well, it felt like I was doing him a favor.
But after the favor?
After the favor, they were just kind of like a... Like, hey, how's it going?
Like pillow talk.
It was a great conversation. I don't want to pull away from that. It was a great conversation.
Half an hour, date number two, a success.
But I don't know if it was a date though.
I feel like that was a duty call.
Oh, that's funny, Amy. Like a booty call, but duty call.
Yeah,
that's pretty clever, Amy. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You know,
that was good.
A late night duty call.
Yeah. I was like at noon. I was like, you up?
When it started with you with no shirt on a FaceTime. So
I did. I was like, hey, man, can you help me move a mirror? But we did spend half an hour just talking. I timed it.
Okay.
All right. You timed it.
I did time it. I was like, I'm going to count this as a second date. All right. We are ready to go. Thank you all for being here. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My barber of 6 years was on vacation. I went to the guy in the chair beside him. My hair has never looked better. And now I know I got to go back to my old hair because I don't have the courage to get a great haircut in the chair next to my original barber. Any advice on how I can break up with my old barber and go to the new guy who gave me the best haircut of my life? Signed, the Trim Reaper.
That's funny.
Signed, Hairway to Heaven.
He did double sign?
He did double, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole hair stylist, barber, that is hard to just move on from anyway, unless you just give them the full ghost. And that's a bit weird if you've been going to the same person for years and years and years, right? It's even really hard if you're in the same. It's like you're dating your girlfriend's sister now.
And you're going to have to see them
and
every time you
see
go.
Them. Yeah. Yes.
You have to schedule maybe when they're not working. But here's what I would think you could do is next time you go to your person, be like, hey, last time I had to go to, you know, Billy right here and he did this to my hair. Do you think we could try that out?
Ooh. That's tough. That's like, honey, Billy, she used to do it like this.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't good.
Cannot do that.
Try that.
What I would say is this guy gave you one haircut. Right. A little bit, you may be romanticizing how good his haircut is every time.
This is good.
It literally could have been slightly different, and it just could have been a good. That doesn't mean every time he gives you this haircut, it's going to be this dramatically. It's new. It's different. So that makes you feel like it's better. But I'm going to tell you, you go a few times, I would bet money you're like, you know what? I kind of miss my old guy and how I used to get that haircut.
Okay. I get it.
That is so weird how similar this is to a real relationship. Mm-hmm.
So my advice is don't change. Go to your old guy. Hey, you had a little fun.
Right.
You had a little fun with the new guy.
Don't fall for the grass is always greener.
It's like a new shirt.
It felt good. You had a little fun.
Hey, that's a one-time deal.
Nobody has to know.
That's right.
So just go to the old guy. If for some reason he leaves or dies, you know where you can go. But right now, you just stay with the old. That's Trim Reaper. Stay with the old guy. You have a long history.
But they did like the haircut. So what do they do about that?
But did he just like that somebody new is doing the haircut?
Right. Like the new, like when you get a new shirt, it's like, oh, yes. And then once
I was only thinking about a shirt as the analogy.
Yeah, but then the shine wears off. You know what I mean? Like when you step out on the relationship and you like that mistress.
I think it's just somebody new.
He said it.
Well, the mistress, it loses its luster.
I was saying all that without saying that, though.
Like, he just said it.
I know.
And then Amy's going full shirt.
I'm trying.
Stay with the original. He's been there for you. It's always going to be consistent. Don't be so in love with this one new haircut that you got one time. That's it. That new haircut guy didn't care anything about you.
That's true.
Probably can't even get you in last minute.
Your hair person cares about you.
That's right. They've proven it.
And they've been there for a while.
Hairway to heaven. Go to your old guy.
Unless, like, secretly, they're the hair guy they've been with for a long time is kind of like, man, this client, ugh, I wish they would go to my, you know? You could start being really annoying. You know?
This is an analogy.
Make them break up with you.
Oh, Amy.
Hey, what are you saying about you?
Uh-huh. What?
Hey, we just learned a little bit, didn't we? All right. That's it. Close up the mailbag.
Oh,
we got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A voicemail from Alyssa in Hawaii.
Morning, studio. I was calling to see if you guys could wish my son, Cole, a happy 13th birthday, and if you could sing the Tuesday song. We moved to Hawaii, and we're sad to know that you guys are not on here, but listen to the podcast every day, and it would be great if you could give him a shout-out. Again, my son's name is Cole. That would be great.
Happy 13th birthday, Cole. This song's for you. It's for everybody who experiences a Tuesday, which is everybody right now. Because there are songs about Saturdays, there's songs about Sundays, there's songs about Friday, there's songs about the weekend, songs about... But there's no song about Tuesday, so this is why I wrote the song. Everybody out there celebrating Tuesday, here we go. The best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crime, super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning, every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewife's going booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Oh, it's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all, but I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call. My after work plans, I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water, adding me some cayenne. Pebbles and bam, bam, I'm watching C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with the Coney in each hand. I'm singing Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewife's gone booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday. Happy birthday, buddies. And everybody out there living this Tuesday life. Live it.
Aloha.
Live it large.
Oh, yeah. Aloha.
Hawaii.
We are on out there, though.
We are?
Yeah, on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yeah,
the Our Country Channel. Same way you do anything.
That's cool, man. We're in Hawaii right now.
Well,
I mean, we're not, but we are. You know what I mean?
We're really anywhere.
Worldwide.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, we're in Japan right now, dude.
On the iHeartRadio app.
But Hawaii sounds awesome right now.
But we're any. All right, thank you. Happy birthday. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
6 years ago, Andrew and Jocelyn Jung of Raleigh, North Carolina, their siblings, brother and sisters, they started a charity called Donate Sport. And it was just kind of like, hey, let's collect some sports equipment, jerseys, sweats, whatever, for kids that really can't afford to play sports. And they said it started back when their great grandmother was an orphan, and they would hear stories that their families would tell of like, yeah, she was an orphan. They didn't really have much or whatever. So they grew up thinking they're going to start something really cool like this. So they've been collecting all this stuff. And to date, they have donated more than $2 million of sports equipment to kids. $2 million of sports equipment all over the country.
Wow.
And they want to go global. So they're working even with a kid in Kenya who plays basketball, and they're trying to ship him some stuff so he can play too. It's just kind of something they want to do to maybe change the world.
Awesome. Try to ship him. You just put it in the mail, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But they donate certain equipment that maybe he can't afford over there. And
just to put it in the mail to him though, right?
Yeah. To ship it to him.
Yeah. It's Kenya. It's not that hard, right?
No, it's on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how that. I don't know how that works.
I don't know if I can get there overnight.
Stop. You know what I mean? No way you can get there overnight.
I agree. I probably can't get there overnight to Kenya.
Can you get to Kenya overnight?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been to Kenya.
26 hours, maybe.
No, it's not that far.
It's
not that far.
What?
No.
Layovers?
Yeah, you go. Like when I went, we
layovers.
Stopped.
Layovers.
Yes. Let me walk through. We flew out. Of
layovers.
I actually flew out of Raleigh. Went to.
Stop it.
Yes.
Did you take sports equipment with you?
Yeah, we took lots of stuff. I was in Kenya for 2 weeks.
Wow.
We took a lot of things, but New York, and then maybe we stopped in London, and then. Oh, actually, nope. It was Ethiopia, and we hopped on Ethiopian Air at that point. a little nervous. We got there just fine.
Yeah, on Delta, you can get there in 20 hours and 44 minutes.
So you can.
But what about a layover?
There's two stops, Atlanta and CDG, or DTW and AMS.
What are those?
Sounds like diseases, man. I don't know. Anyway, it's a great story, Eddie.
Yeah.
Why were you in Kenya?
Oh, I
Mission
went.
Trip?
Yes. Mm-hmm, that was when, yeah, and I went in the summer, and normally we don't take 2 weeks off in a row, but you were nice and you were like, yeah, if you want to go to Kenya, let's go do it. So I went, and then that's what then led me to want to go to Haiti, which then led to adopting from Haiti. It was a whole domino effect.
Mm. Hey, that's awesome. There you go. That's two. Tell me something
two
good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. My dentist, Dr. Jeff Tremblay, is on with us now. I just went to my dentist. I've had to go a few times over the past 6-7 months because I'm breaking teeth. And it's not even that I grind, it's that I clench, even when I'm awake. And so I have to call him and be like, yo, bro, broke another tooth. And so it's constant.
Hey, you call your dentist bro?
No, I don't. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm trying to be cool. Like, yo, broke a tooth. Hey, first of all, Dr. Tremblay, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, in this capacity. Not always a pleasure when I have to get the tooth taken out, but I will say, like, he has the bedside manner of, like, a very gentle Dr. Quinn medicine woman.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, if you were to imagine that. So I clench and I break. I've broken, I think, in the past year or cracked 3 different teeth over maybe the last 18 months. And so Dr. Tremblay said, hey, you ever thought about Botox in your jaws where the muscles are and even up in, you know, everybody push your teeth together like you're flexing that muscle, but you feel the muscle in your head, like above your temples.
Oh, yeah.
And I had it like done, but very, very light. And I was scared to do it. And I said, you know what? If you think it's worth it, let's do it. So as I'm getting a tooth, he does it, right? Sticks the Botox. He texted me the other day, was like, how's it feeling? I'm like, it's great. It has absolutely helped with me clenching. It's unbelievable.
And you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Younger.
The muscle?
Younger.
Well, it's only the muscles in my jaws. So Dr. Tremblay, can you tell me what you actually did to me and how other people could do this if they're struggling with what I just struggle with?
Sure, yeah. So nowadays, we tend to be harder on our teeth a lot of people are clinching. I think it's our lifestyle. It's a lot of things. It's stress. But, you know, you can program your muscles to clench and respond to stress. And in doing so, you make them bigger, you make them stronger, you get them used to doing that. Now, what the Botox does is it's a great treatment, because when we inject the Botox in your masseters and your temporalis muscles, the main muscles that close the jaw, what it does over the next 3 or 4 days is it binds to that muscle and prevents the signal from your brain to tell it to clench. Now, these are big, strong muscles, so you can still chew and eat and function normally, but it takes the frequency, the duration, the intensity of that clenching way down, and often prevents you from doing it for about a 3-month period. And that's just the initial treatment, but there are also other benefits, such as, you know, if you were to interrupt any habit for 3 months, the hope is that you don't continue the habit after the Botox is worn off. And so that's my hope with you, Bobby.
Well, my mind goes, Botox, all the guys are going to make fun of me because I got, but then it's, you're literally putting it into the, and it's hell. When he texted me, he goes, hey, how's it going? I thought, you know, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. But then I thought, you know why I haven't thought about it? Because I haven't been clenching my teeth so bad that my wife sometimes tells me, hey, you're clenching your teeth so bad right now, you don't even realize it, because it's happening in the daytime a lot. And so I got Botox in my jaws, up there in those, and I went and did it on my whole face just because I was like, I wanted to
just
be even.
In case.
So I did like forehead, neck, and did the whole. No, but he did that at the dentist. Is that common for dentists to be able to do this, Dr. Tremblay?
Well, you know, we could take extra certification courses to be able to administer it. I've been doing Botox since 2013. So I've been doing it for about 10 years. And it's just got so many benefits. You know, we think of Botox only for facial aesthetics, but the fact that we can kind of pause the contraction of muscles all over the body is really beneficial in many ways. And in your case, to minimize and decrease the amount of clenching we do. And I think it's really exciting to hear that you didn't even notice it, because that's what we want. We don't want it to be such an intervention where you feel like something's different. We just want you to notice that, wow, I'm not clenching.
And I'm noticing now that I'm not noticing that I'm clenching. Look at that.
Nice.
So perfect. Dr. Tremblay is on with us. Smile on Nashville is where he works. I love the place. I haven't broken a tooth in four days. So it's a new record. New record for me, yes. So just some general questions. First of all, let's say, for example, Amy's been canceling her cleaning for over a year with you. How would you react to that?
I would always keep open arms and encourage her to come see me whenever she can.
Yes.
I might call her boss and tell her to get some time off. Stop driving her so hard.
Hey. I know. Oh. It's not on purpose, but I have had to cancel multiple cleanings, and I'm like, shoot, it has been way too long. So I definitely will get in there to see you.
What would you say to someone, Dr. Tremblay? Because this happened to me 15 years ago, where I didn't go to the dentist my whole life, but then I started to go because my insurance covered it, but I was so embarrassed of my mouth and my teeth that I was like, I never even want to go the first time because I'm so embarrassed about what the dentist is going to think about me. And I think there's a lot of people that have like a dental anxiety or a shame, at a big shame. What would you say to people that are struggling with this right now?
You know, as a dentist, as someone on the other side, I don't ever think of it as, I'm always glad when people do take that leap of faith to come in and address their health, because there'll never be a better time than now to address the problems. The sooner we get to them, you know, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of treatment. And, you know, I don't ever, as a dentist, I don't ever have thoughts as, oh, I can't believe this person hadn't been in 7 years. So many things could be treated if caught early, and much less painful, much less intervention. So if you're thinking you need to get in, I would encourage everybody who's listening to just go make the appointment with your dentist and go see what's going on.
Yeah, you're saying you're more proud that they come in than feeling like, I can't believe you haven't been here in a long time. You're more just happy for them that they finally came in.
Yeah. Exactly.
When I tore my rectum, my butt, and I tore it on a, I like had a little nick in my little BH. I'm letting him know what happened to me. Yeah. And I had to go to the doctor, right. And I was so embarrassed because I thought, oh, she's going to see my butt, my hole. And I was so embarrassed. But then I thought to myself, I'm sure that she has seen the doctor has seen so many holes, and holes that were way worse than mine. Got to tell you, mine's pretty good. And so I would imagine, too, as a dentist, you've seen it all, right, Dr. Tremblay, that you're not even affected by some stuff.
I could say I've seen just about everything. And a lot of it came when we were in school doing a lot of public health, seeing prisoners, seeing, you know, anybody who would come to the school. And so as any dentist has been loaded up on the front with a lot of the shocking, unusual things. So by the time we're in private practice, there's not a lot that's going to shock us.
I got a few questions here. These are general questions that our listeners want to know. Number one, how much toothpaste should we be using on our toothbrush?
About a pea to pea and a half size, a normal size pea, a little bit more. You don't need a whole lot of toothpaste. Just don't swallow it.
A green pea.
Green pea.
Yeah. What do you think I meant, Amy?
Well, Bobby, you go hee-hee pee.
Vegetable
pee.
I didn't do that.
But
yeah,
also,
yeah.
It is a small amount because I think when we see commercials of toothpaste, they do the whole thing because they want you to do the whole thing.
I would run it down the whole stick. That's what I would do. I do the toothpaste down the whole stick all the
way. So that you run out faster.
Do you want us flossing before
like
we come?
It's like Herman.
Yes, all the way down. Do you want us flossing before we come to you?
Doesn't matter.
Do you want us chewing gum and fixing our breath before we come to you?
Again, doesn't matter.
Why?
Wow. That doesn't matter.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Well, most of the time when I see patients, it's after a cleaning, and because of the masks and glasses and all the stuff we have, I don't really typically smell my patients.
Oh, good, that's good. Good to know, because I go to the beauty salon before I go there, the mouth salon, to get it all done. How about this? Drinking with a straw, good or bad, and why?
Well, one of the reasons that has been circulated is, you know, when you drink with a straw, you feel like it's not hitting your front teeth, which it may help a little bit with some coffee staining. I don't know a lot of people who drink their red wine with a straw, but in terms of the acidity that, you know, because really the bad thing for teeth is acidic environment. So anything that's colorful and tastes good is acidic. And just drinking it, even with a straw, is going to increase the acidity. So I would say it may help a little bit, but it's not something where everybody needs to keep straws with them for their general health.
And then finally, those floss picks, I like to ask this every time, do they count as flossing?
They do. Here's the one reason why dentists don't like them as much as the traditional floss is, on occasion, let's say you have a crown on one tooth or a filling on another, and you put that the dental pick floss that's attached. If you catch an overhang and can't get it out, aside from cutting it with the scissors, there's no way to get it out. Whereas with the traditional floss, you could pull it through if there's an overhang or a catch. But generally, I think it's fine. The floss picks are fine.
Oh, man. Okay.
Better than not flossing.
Because one of your dental hygienists.
Don't throw anybody under the bus.
Dr. Jeff. Wouldn't throw anybody under the bus, but she was telling me that I need the traditional floss to get bendy so you get up into the right and the left side of each gum because it's for, a lot of people think flossing is simply just to get like the food out, but it's for your gums too, right? Because gum disease.
Right. Yeah, it's a mechanical you know, dentistry is what you're doing with the floss is you're mechanically removing buildup and food particles and whatnot, which is why I say if you're going to use a floss pick, it's accomplishing that. It may not be quite as good as the traditional floss if it's done properly, but, you know, not everything's ideal. I would encourage people, if you like the floss picks, use them. If you can use them daily, then keep it up.
Okay.
There he is, Amy, and you need to go in. Your appointment.
No more canceling.
No more canceling.
I know.
There is Dr. Jeff.
We love you no matter what.
Okay, thank you.
But less if you don't go in.
Yeah.
Dr. Jeff Tremblay, smileonnashville.com, my dentist, and I want him to come on and talk about the Botox thing because it's helped me so much. I want our listeners to know about it too. Dr. Tremblay, thank you so much, and I'm sure I'll break a tooth soon, and we'll see you then.
All right, Bobby. Thanks a lot. See you guys.
All right, bye. Dr. Tremblay. Here's a kid giving us a little morning corny.
morning corny for Amy. What do you call a koala that can't play with the others? Disqualified.
Disqualified.
Yeah, qualified.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here to the next one.
Hi, longtime listener. Love your show. Was listening to the bit about having a cruise, and you guys could definitely fill up a cruise with tons of activities. Even just the games that you play on the radio, people would love to be in a room and participate in those games. And we live in California. We'd fly to Florida to go on a cruise. So you guys should definitely do it. There's tons of things that could be done. I say do it.
Thank you. The very quick version of this in the post show, which is a podcast we do that's not a part of this podcast on the same feed, though, search for the Bobby Bones Show. I said for years, people have been trying to get me to do a cruise. And I said, I don't want to do a cruise because I don't want to have people spend a whole bunch of money. I don't think people will come. I just felt guilty about it. Well, as soon as I said cruise, the whole show was like, people say go on a cruise. I got jumped, basically, during the show.
Because it sounds awesome.
Yeah. So then we start talking about what would the activities be, brainstorming. And they were really dumb activities.
Good stuff.
No.
Good stuff.
Excellent.
We can play the clip of that back on the show if we want to.
Okay.
But it was do, and I promised you guys I would have a conversation because what happened was my agent happened to be here in the studio that day.
He loved it too.
Yeah.
He called me.
He sure did.
A couple days ago, and he was like, I think there's something with this cruise.
Yeah. Yep.
Come on.
We're cruising the seas.
Let's go.
So.
Ahoy, mate.
We're not pirates. We're just more to come, but I appreciate that. And when I was doing my show this past weekend, I did a meet and greet with a lot of people, and I was talking to them, and they were like, hey, what are you doing the cruise? And I was like, oh, no, this thing is snowballed, and this is so much bigger than I.
This is good, though. It's just going to roll out.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't. This was not a setup, I promise you. I still really don't want to do it.
Man, we might have to do like 10 cruises.
No.
Can you imagine? We do it. Okay, anyway, that's it. Thank you. Coming up next, the 11th or 12th of next month in Wichita, two shows, comedically inspirational. Get tickets now while there's still some left, Friday and Saturday night in August. Go to bobbybones.com to get your tickets. I'm coming to town, Wichita, or if you're near Wichita, come on up.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I got the do's and don'ts of playing in an office lottery pool.
Do, have fun. No, it's entertainment. Don't, let Lunchbox buy your tickets.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, listen, we've been investing a lot of money in the lottery lately, so I thought it'd be good that we go over this and see if our leaders are taking care of us. And that's the first do, designate a leader. You have to choose someone that's organized, you can trust, they can handle it all, and they take charge.
Lunchbox has three of those, one of those four.
What?
Three of those he does. He takes charge.
Okay, there's
the other three were what?
Organized. Highly organized. Yeah.
Not.
You can trust them.
Not really.
Yeah. The next do. Give everyone copies or photos of the tickets.
We never even knew he bought the tickets. We just trust him. Didn't win anything. Zero. Wait, but we didn't even get like, nope. Then Scuba would do it. We would never win the big bucks, but he'd be like, you know, this time we came out with $17.
And he would send pictures.
He would.
Yeah.
Good for him.
We didn't. You're on the, it's on our text. Oh, man.
You guys have that group chat where you talk bad about me, but I'm not on.
We didn't ever talk about you.
Yeah.
All right.
And then another do, email the list of players you play with every time, or a text thread could work, whatever. So they're in the know. As for the don'ts, don't use cash to pay the leader, because here's the thing. Then there's no documentation that you actually paid.
That's why we Venmo Scuba, and Lunchbox takes our cash.
Dang it.
So that way it's like, hey, yes, we have proof that Bobby paid, instead of, I don't know if Bobby gave me cash. Yeah. Another don't is don't make verbal promises like, I was going to pay you, so you have to, I'm part of the winnings.
Or, because somebody on the show does this too, Amy, will you just pay for me and then I'll pay you back and then they don't get paid and then if we win, for sure lawsuit. For sure lawsuit.
Yeah, I paid for Abby. I think she paid me back.
Oh, she never paid you back.
Exactly.
Shock lawsuit.
All right, what else?
A woman is suing a Thai restaurant in California claiming that their Dragon Balls were so spicy that she suffered.
I hate when my Dragon Balls are too spicy.
She suffered permanent chemical burns in her throat.
Dang.
It's unclear how much she's seeking in damages, but all
how
I think
Dragon
about...
How many Dragon Balls is she putting in her throat, though? Because one Dragon Ball, it ain't going to burn you. That's a lot of putting a lot of Dragon Balls in your throat.
Yeah, it burned her vocal cords, her esophagus, inside of her right nostril.
And what holes was she putting those Dragon Balls in?
This only makes me think of the time that y'all made me take the hottest shot
in the world. We didn't make you.
World.
You lost the game. Mm-hmm. Big
it
difference.
Was the rules.
You agreed to play the game. Don't do potato potato. She's doing potato potato with her hands right now.
Well, I mean, either way, I still had, because of this job, I had to take the hottest shot in the world, and I almost died. And I didn't have permanent damage, thankfully, but I know how the nostril, I know how her nostril got burned. You start freaking out and then things just start coming up and then it comes out of your nose and then it burns.
That makes sense, because sometimes hot and sour soup, if I burp it, it goes through my nose. Yeah. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Well, this was, I was trying to just spit it out and get rid of it. That shot got all over my face. And
I thought
Amy
was going to die. It was the one time that I, well, the one time in the last 5 years where I was like, yeah, we're done. About once every 5 years, I think we're getting fired.
Yeah.
You know, find $1 million, Lunchbox goes to jail, Amy eats a Dragon Ball, you know, whatever, but yeah.
Well, my face did feel like I had gotten a chemical peel. That's how it was like burning the outside of my skin. Mm-hmm. So, and speaking of skin, my final story is just, I honestly had no idea that sunscreen expired. Obviously, you see it on the bottle, but I was like, who cares? It's probably still good. But no, toss it out. It says, it even says here, when in doubt, toss it out. If you can't read or find the expiration date.
Wrote this to sunscreen company.
Buy more.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when in doubt, toss it out and buy some more. Brought to you by Banana Boat.
Okay. Well, it will leave you with reduced protection. So you think you might be getting SPF 50 and you're getting like 10.
Well, if it's all you have, though, I still say go with the old.
Yeah. And then final thing on that is sun support can be found in food, too. The antioxidants that are in dark cherries and colorful veggies can provide extra support from within.
Rub vegetables on us?
No.
Okay. Cherries?
No. When you eat them, they have antioxidants that protect your skin.
Okay.
But, I mean, you need to do that along with SPF.
Don't trust it. Don't trust it.
All right. All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
In Powell, Ohio, they were doing a fundraiser where you could buy a rubber ducky for $4. And they were going to race down the river in the Zoom Duck Derby. All to raise money for kids with disabilities. And they raised $20,000. And they set the duckies off. And the winner got $1,500.
Really?
That's such a cool game.
It is, because nobody has an advantage.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just buying a ducky. And you can also gamble.
I mean, that's
you know,
so much
fun. We're so degenerate. We'd all be there betting on, aside from putting our ducks in, we'd be betting on all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
So there was 5,000 ducks in the river at the same time going quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, that's fun.
And one gets caught up in the weeds. And you're like, no. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, one starts sinking.
Oh, yeah.
What does that remind me of? I guess like the derby car races.
Yeah. Boy Scouts.
Where the kids would build them.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What other kind of races where you're like, oh no, they get stuck? Those little cars on the controller, the track.
Yeah.
They fly off the track sometimes.
The Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
Hot Wheels?
Yeah, ish.
Any of those things. Yeah. Man, that's so fun.
How much money did they make for that?
They made $20,000.
Nice.
Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.